it's a fun time of year. Training camp broke today, but we're in the middle of the preseason. There's a lot to talk about, and the world is our oyster, so to speak. And to talk about what's been going on and also to talk about a very exciting Tuesday is the Hall of Fame quarterback, Bob Greasy. He joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Bob, how are you today?
They broke training camp today already. Come on.
With three games left, it's crazy, right?
Let's keep those guys in there for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure the coaches would love to, at least some of them. What did you see the other night in Jacksonville that you liked and that you didn't like?
Well, you know, the first thing I saw is nobody got hurt. You know, that's my main concern, guys getting a lot of work. You know, I don't mind guys playing it safe. Just get us to the first game of the year healthy. Even if we're a little bit, the timing is not there and you're a little bit out of shape, I'm a firm believer of, I'd much rather get to that game with all my guns in my hole, all my bullets in my gun than lose some in the preseason but look good. You know what I'm saying?
Makes a lot of sense. Houston coming up on Saturday night. We go over there, and aside from staying healthy, what are you kind of looking for in this game? A game that we think probably the starters are going to play at least a quarter.
Well, the first thing I see is a tough game. You know, Jacksonville was not one of your elite teams in the National Football League. Houston, it definitely is. We played them last year, and they beat us pretty good out there. What I'm looking for is defense. I keep saying this. Our defense is going to be one of the elite defenses in the league. So I'm looking for our offense, especially the offensive line, to go up against a pretty good defensive line in Houston, and that's what I'm looking for, the improvement of the offensive line each game. Like to see Mike Wallace catch a couple of balls from Teddy. It doesn't have to be big balls. Just get started.
You know, Bob, you talk about that quarterback position, and that's one of the questions I have about Ryan Tannehill is you Jeff Ireland and Coach Philbin brought all these weapons. Well, you know, you mentioned Mike Wallace. You know, you got Brandon Gibson. You got Dustin Keller. How do you balance that? This is technically we'll call it game 2B. It's not really a third preseason game where you game plan and you really try to put the offense together. How do you balance that going into a game against a quality opponent like the Texans, but yet at the same time, you want to start to see those connections to those key players in a game type situation as a quarterback? How do you walk that line?
Well, Keith, they're not looking across the line of scrimmage. They're not looking at seeing who's there. I mean, it's just, where are we? We're in Houston.
Yep.
We're going to run these plays no matter who we play. And just the fact that we got the Texans across the line of scrimmage from us, we're still going to run these plays. And we're going to save these other plays. We're not going to show some other things that we're going to do when we come out of the gate on game one. We're going to hold those things back. So they're working every day with Mike Wallace and Tannehill. They're working every day with Dustin Keller. You saw a little bit of it last week. Tannehill got together with Keller, working every day with Gibson in practice. So all this stuff, they're just getting ready. They're not getting ready for the third preseason game. They're getting ready for the first game of the year. If something shows up like they did with Keller over the last weekend, mm-hmm. where we got a touchdown on a good throw and a good catch, that just so happens. But, preseason, these games don't mean a lot. They don't try and program the offense to go against the Houston defense. It's just what we're going to run and see what happens.
Bob, you've been around GM Jeff Ireland. You've been around head coach Joe Philbin. You know, a little over a year and a half ago, the state of this franchise, a lot of people were kind of upset about it. I just wanted to get from your point of view, the state of the franchise, where we're headed, but more importantly, where you believe we are right now.
Well, I think Jeff Ireland did what he needed to do in the off season, and that is spend some of Steve Ross's money and go out there and get some guys that can come in and make some big plays. He did that. Defensively, he went out and got some guys. He got Ellerbe and Wheeler and Grimes. He had Patterson from last year. These cornerbacks, I've been saying it, I really like these corners. Bob, and then he got Jordan. So he went out and got a bunch of guys and brought them in. Now, you know, just be patient. That's the other thing. Just be patient. Just wait till the season starts, and we'll fire all of our bullets and our guns.
I like the way Bob Greasy is thinking. He's with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. He'll be calling the game Saturday night on Channel 4, WFOR, here in South Florida. 8 p.m. kickoff here on the East Coast. Let's talk about Tuesday, though, Bob. Fast forward a couple of days past the game. The very, very, very long overdue honor of the 1972 Dolphins visiting the White House will finally take place Tuesday afternoon. You know, we've been talking about this, obviously, the last couple of days. It's such a cool thing, and I'm just very excited for all of you guys that are going to get this opportunity, and I imagine you're looking forward to it in a major way.
Well, you know, we're just walking around with a big smile on our face, collectively, and, you know, everybody, everywhere you go, they have a smile. They come up and say, "Hey, you're going to the White House, huh? Congratulations!" And it's about time, you know. Mark Fleming has been working on this little project for 15, maybe 20 years, and I called him the other day and I said, "Marv, I said, you finally got it done," and he was beaming as well. But Steve Ross has stepped up. He's going to foot the bill for all of the. For the players' travel to Washington, D.C., the hotel and everything. So even though he wasn't the coach or the owner, he was just a fan at that time. He stepped up big time, and he's going to take care of all the expenses. We're gonna meet there on Monday night, have a dinner, have some fun, and then you know, this is the culmination of a lot of dreams and a lot of hopeful thinking, getting to go to the White House and celebrate in that manner.
Really, really neat. And from what I understand, you guys expect it to be very well attended also.
Yeah, I think most of the guys are going to come. We only had seven coaches, and Howard Schnellenberger and Coach Shula are the two of the three that are living. Arnsberger, I don't think, is going to make it. But, a lot of the players are going to come as well.
Very nice. Bob Greasy on the Metro PCS Hotline. We'll see him on TV Saturday night and at the White House on Tuesday. Congratulations again on that, Bob, and very excited for you and all your teammates and coaches. Enjoy the trip to Houston.
Yeah, let's just have a good, clean game and get some work done and improve and move forward toward the first game of the year.
That's exactly right. That's the right attitude. That's Bob Greasy. He's on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.